This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Well, why isn't it planned? There we go.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, so he's still down there. He's still down there under, down under. He's still out there down under. Joining us again from Australia on the scene is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Trying to figure out the various Australian time zones can be a little confusing at this time. They
right.
have time zones that are a quarter hour and a half hour different from other ones, but we managed to make it work.
Well, you send me the text and I tell you what time it is, and so from there you do the math and make it work. So, I was just listening now. You like to travel. Did you hear in the news about the travel? For $58 million, you can go to the ISS. You going to be doing that too?
Well, that'd be a little pricey for me, but
okay.
If you have a couple billion dollars, it might seem like an interesting thing to do.
Probably not going to be happening.
They're after bragging rights at that point. I'd like to see, Michael Bloomberg, make the trip. For $58 million, maybe it'd be $58 million. He wouldn't have to spend on trying to oppress the rest of it.
Maybe he would like it so much he'd do it three or four times.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway.
I think he definitely should do that. No other billionaire would be able to have the bragging rights.
I'm getting the impression that most of the people that are going to do that are probably going to be quite the well-to-do. Yeah, I do not see that being something that I'm ever going to get to do. But that's okay. I'm not even sure that I want to.
You could start a GoFundMe account, and maybe enough people would donate.
Yeah. I've got GoFundMe accounts. I see a lot of people using GoFundMe for the wrong reason. So probably not going to be something I'm going to do. But let's talk about what you got going on here lately. You have been talking about the case where the father found the mother and the child killed by the bear, and asking the question, would a pistol have made a difference in that particular instance?
Yes, I have. And what happened is a couple weeks ago, the coroner's report came out, and it had a lot of detail in it. And I read the report, and it struck me that very plausibly, if she had had a pistol, and holstered on her person, that she might have been able to survive the attack. Now, it's not 100% certain, of course. Nothing is. But there are a number of cases where people have been attacked by bears and had the pistol holstered, you know, when they were attacked and didn't drop before the bear hit them. And then they still managed to get the pistol out and stop the attack. So it certainly is possible. Now, in Canada, it varies by province, but it's very difficult to get a permit to carry a pistol around with you out in the woods. Now, there are certain people that can do it some places, but when I looked up the regulations on the Internet for the Yukon, which is where she was, they didn't list any exceptions for trappers that I saw. Now, that doesn't mean there mightn't be one out there that I missed. I didn't do an extensive legal search, but what I looked at, there wasn't an allowance for that. Now, maybe that'll change because of this attack. We can hope so. But clearly, several people, when attacked by bears, having holstered pistols on their person, were able to then draw the pistol and stop the attack. So it might have been possible in her case. It certainly would have been better than nothing or bear spray, and probably even worked better than a rifle. What people should know is that her partner, the father of the 10-month-old baby girl, did have a rifle. He had a 7mm Magnum. I don't know what model. And when he came back to the cabin, he had noticed fresh bear tracks. And he had the rifle on his person and was ready when he went looking for his partner and child. And the bear charged him from 50 feet away. Well, let's say 15 meters. That's 50 feet.
Right.
And he fired multiple shots, hit the bear multiple times, and the bear finally died with a shot to the head about 6 feet from him. So in his case, having a loaded firearm made a huge difference. Now, we don't know just how far the mother and child were from the bear when it started charging them.
Right.
The coroner's report says that it was hidden 2 meters, 6 feet, off the trail. But it doesn't say how far away the woman and child were when they were charged. I mean, it could have been 6 feet. It could have been 50 feet. It was 50 feet when it charged the father. So we just don't know exactly how far, and maybe they couldn't tell for certain. You know, if there was a lot of movement, it could have messed up the snow. But they had fresh snow to track in, and very often you can get a lot of detail about what happened from tracks and fresh snow.
If you're carrying a gun, if you're carrying a handgun.
It was an ambush, but they didn't know how far, or they didn't state how far it was from.
If you're carrying a handgun, if you're packing a handgun and going into the woods, if you're packing like a 9mm pistol, which you carry a 9mm, I carry a 9mm. If we carry that into the woods, should we carry some sort of an exotic, really serious self-defense ammo loaded in it? Will that deal with a bear better than something else?
Well, with a bear, I would recommend you carry something that's meant to penetrate because you have to. Bears have heavy skin. They have a lot of fat. This bear didn't have any fat, they said in the coroner's report. But they have muscle, and you have to get through a fair amount of bear to reach vital organs.
Right.
So I would recommend carrying one of the heavy penetrator type loads. I think there are several companies that make loads specifically for bear defenses. And yes, if you're going to carry a 9mm, usually I think they make 147 grain loads in various configurations meant to penetrate. And that's what I would carry in a 9mm. And in Canada, if they're going to allow people to carry handguns out trapping, they probably would lean toward revolvers. And in that case, I would recommend something 357 on up.
I just like the idea of having a lot of bullets I can send at the bears that's coming at me.
Well,
because most of the time, the bear attack is most of the time. Well, you know what? Before we run out of time, let's hold this right here because I want to ask about the bear attacks and everything else. And I want to be able to, ask the question and then let you answer the question without me having to stop you as we go into the break. Dean Weingarten, his stuff, Dean, WEINGARTEN, at Ammoland.com. Well over 3,000 articles there. Well, right at it. Covering the broad spectrum. Right beside his article about the grizzly bear is an article about the PLCAA, which we're going to get to later on. But you get the idea. He covers it all, and it's all waiting for you at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
FBI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh yeah, check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten while he's down there still in getting short in Australia. How long have you been down there now? 2 months?
Yeah, I've been here 2 months, and I'll be here another couple of weeks.
Yep. So, getting short.
I'm getting short, relatively.
Yeah.
I've nearly completely circumnavigated Australia by car, however. So it's something I've wanted to do, and I'll have accomplished it this trip. Now, you asked about whether having a lot of, having numerous shots available, such as in a, you know, standard capacity 9mm, could be useful when trying to defend yourself from a bear. Now, most of the time, there aren't a lot of shots fired because the attacks happen fairly quickly, and a couple of shots are often all it takes to stop the attack. But we have had cases where numerous shots have been used. The case with Bridger Petrini in New Mexico, where he had that 400-pound black bear attack him, and he had a Glock 10mm, and he fired numerous shots. We don't know exactly, but counting up the shots he talked about and trying to figure out how many were fired, I'd say he fired about 10. So certainly having more shots is better than having less, but most of the time the shots in a revolver would be sufficient.
I get that, but at the same time, I've heard what you have to say about this. I've heard what, I've been to classes where Masada Yube says most of the time it's going to be over within four rounds in a self-defense situation, and still I persist in carrying a gun that carries at least 10 rounds, and the more the better.
Exactly, because you don't know what will happen. Some of these bear attacks involve multiple bears, usually a sow with two cubs, or a sow with a cub, or even three cubs. And if you're facing, three bears, you may need a lot of shots to solve the situation. And of course, bears are probably not the only thing you have to worry about when you're out anywhere. Humans are by far a deadlier predator than bears, and there may be a number of humans you have to deal with. So more shots is usually better than less.
I would be much more spooked by seeing a human out in the wild than I would a bear, simply because around here in my part of the United States, there have been a couple of serial killers that operate in the wilderness because they can kill you and just leave you there. Nobody's going to find you for quite a while, so your extended operation capacity is a long time, so that's the other reason I would be carrying, I'm concerned with both the two-legged and the four-legged predators.
And in terms of human predators, what's really chilling about a lot of these serial killers is they become very good at hiding their intentions and in claiming to be something other than what they are. I'm reminded of murderers that got into the confidence of people and became trusted by them and then killed them. It's kind of like the Thuggee in India, where these travelers would pretend to befriend other travelers, and then they would wait until the opportune moment and then murder them, murder the travelers that they had become friends with. And that's the type of thing that serial killers often use in their attacks on people. So if you don't know the person, you have to be on your guard, especially if you're a long way from anyone else.
Yeah. Why would somebody come up to me in the wild? That'd be sort of foolish. But
of the time, people are quite friendly because they see another person, they haven't seen one for a while. And,
sure.
And that's the reputation that exists out there. But you're a long way from any sport.
We got about 3 minutes left now. Back to bears. Normally with a bear, you can see a bear coming, can't you, in most cases?
It varies. There's surprise attacks are the most dangerous. And there have been a number of attacks where people had almost no warning, There have been some where they were hit by a bear before they even knew there was a bear around. But what I see is most of the time there is some advance notice, even if it's only a couple of seconds. And in 2 seconds is plenty of time to draw a pistol and to use it for people who've practiced a little bit. There was a case not too far from Anchorage where the fellow was attacked by a bear. He saw the brush moving and heard the growling and drew his pistol and fired and killed the bear when it was only like 10 or 15 feet from him. And everything happened in like 2 seconds. So you don't need a lot of time, and usually you will have a little bit of time, but sometimes you don't have any time. You're just hit before you even know what's going on. And there have been cases where people still manage to draw the pistol and stop the attack after they were hit without warning.
Yeah.
Mac, most of the time you have some kind of warning.
Mac, are you monitoring by chance right now? Okay. I've got a big thunderstorm happening here, and I'm starting to hear stuff coming over the headphones. So if I suddenly go away, be forewarned. Okay.
I'm amazed that we're able to do this from as far away as you can and still be on planet Earth, and it works.
Yeah, me too. That's the fun of radio. But for those of you listening right now, I've got a big thunderstorm happening, and I do have a couple things in place like battery backups and everything else, but if I lose the webs, well, I'm still in big trouble. So anyway, just so you know, we're coming up on the next break when we get back. Let's talk about the PLCAA case, the Remington case, if we can, simply because I've got a couple of questions about that one. I see something, a graphic that you put up there that I want to ask you about. Dean Weingarten is a writer and an activist and an instructor. He's a former military officer. I mean, his resume is so long that if I were to sit here and talk about it, it would take up the whole hour. You can find his information. You can find the stuff that he does. You can find the stuff that he writes about at ammoland.com, where there's nearly 3,000 articles sitting there waiting on you. All of them pertinent today, as pertinent as they were the day he wrote them, simply because the gun issue is sort of a timeless issue. So go check that out at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling Mexico it can avoid tariffs by purchasing egg products from the U.S. Trump's 5% tariffs are scheduled to start on Monday. All that being said, the president does believe there's a good chance he can reach a deal with Mexico. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News this is not an unprecedented situation on our border.
If you look back in 2004 when the Minutemen Project started in Naco, Arizona, that was ground zero for illegal immigration. Once the Mexican government found out that all of these images were going to be released, they sent the Mexican military to the border. This is not an unprecedented issue.
The man accused of attempting to set St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan on fire is pleading not guilty. The 37-year-old was arrested in April after being found with gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters in the cathedral. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, your latest article here lately has been about the Remington case coming out of Connecticut, where they're being allowed to sue Remington over the Sandy Hook shooting. Do these people? One of the graphics that you show is like a popularity contest.
Well, there's a the National Shooting Sports Federation had a survey done to see whether people were in favor of the protection of lawful commerce in arms, PLCAA, and the Lawful Arms Act. That's where the extra A comes from. And this was you have to be concerned about any poll done, by an advocacy organization. But here were the questions asked so people can judge for themselves. The questions were, about the PLCAA. It should be kept, and we should punish criminals who commit these acts, not the law-abiding manufacturers and retailers of lawful products it's misused. That would be in favor. And then the other question was, this law should be repealed because the current protection enables manufacturers and retailers to sell guns to people who shouldn't have them because they know they cannot be sued and don't face any consequences. Now, overall, people favored the retention of the PLCAA 72% to 23%. And even among strong Democrats, they favored it 47% to 45%. So people in general don't think manufacturers should be sued for the criminal misuse of a product that acted and performed as it was designed to act and perform. Now, in Connecticut, the Supreme Court that ruled in a 4-3 decision that Remington could be sued, and they did so on an incorrect basis. There is an exception in the law. There are actually about 6 exceptions, and they're for things that if the person who sold the firearm knew that the person was a prohibited possessor and they sold it to them anyway, then they can still be sued. One of the exceptions is that if the seller broke the law when they sold the firearm, then that is an exception and they could be sued. Well, in the Connecticut Supreme Court said, well, Remington, because of advertisements it had, first they're going to count Remington as the seller rather than the wholesaler or the retailer. They're also counting Remington as the seller when they, in effect, were the manufacturer.
Right.
And because they had advertisements which might be construed as violating a Connecticut advertising law, that therefore they can be sued under the exception to the PLCAA that says that if you broke a law when selling the firearm, you can be sued.
Yeah, but they didn't sell the firearm.
It's just anybody, any manufacturer could be sued under that standard. And the reason is there are so many laws out there that everybody will have broken some law somewhere at some time. And if the standard is that because we don't like your advertising, that it might be illegal under a state law, therefore we can sue, the act loses a great deal of its protective ability. The point of the PLCAA was to prevent these frivolous lawsuits funded mostly by governments and cities. The current Connecticut case is not, but most of the previous ones were, that were designed to bankrupt the firearm industry. They knew they weren't going to win the lawsuits.
Right.
But if you pile on enough lawsuits, you can bankrupt somebody, especially if you are using other people's money to fund the lawsuit and they have to use their own money to defend against it. And in any case where a government goes up against a private entity, well, maybe not every single case. If some small town in Wisconsin goes up against Google, well, Google can outspend them. But in most cases, if you've got a city like Chicago suing a company like Remington, Chicago has a lot more deep pockets it can draw on that the people who are doing the lawsuit don't have to worry about their own money. They can spend other people's money. So if you're going to have a firearms industry that produces firearms that people can access in order to exercise their Second Amendment rights, you can't allow this piling on of frivolous lawsuits. So I am advocating for the Supreme Court to take this case when Remington files their appeal. The Connecticut Supreme Court recently granted a stay saying that the lawsuit cannot proceed until they get a decision from the Supreme Court whether or not they're going to take the case, and if they decide to take the case, then it would be delayed until the case was decided. But that will probably be months in the future.
Isn't it sort of a slam dunk, though? I mean, what advertising are they citing? I've been hearing the advertising, and I mean, you know, I've got companies that make AR-50. Franklin Armory is very conscious of the way their advertising sounds. I can't tell you what I had to go through just to get a spot they would be happy with. And because they're trying to make sure that they don't have this kind of thing happen, right? And I, you know, Remington, I would think they exercise the same sort of due diligence.
Well, I'm not 100% sure which ad they're talking about. But I did see one ad reference in which it had a picture of somebody in basically a military uniform holding a Remington product, in which they're saying, if you have...
Did we lose Dean? Yep. Well, maybe he'll call back in. We'll see. We're coming up on the next break. The last break of the hour, and maybe we'll get him back, and maybe we'll see what happens. I don't know what happened. Are you guys having issues up there in Minnesota as well? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We'll either get Dean back or we won't. If we don't, then we got something else we can talk about, and we'll do that. Dean, of course, is a writer, an activist. He was a big, very big push in the Arizona constitutional carry movement, and he was a concealed instructor for many years until they got constitutional carry. And now, with right at 3,000 articles in the docket there, if you will, at ammoland.com, all of that is timeless. All of that is well worth your time to read, simply because, like I said, it's all timeless. None of this, some of the events may have been years in the past, but the read on it and the implications on it are still very much valid today. So we'll find out if we get him back, and if we don't, we'll just, you know, we'll do what we do, because radio is adaptive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We got Dean back. Where'd you go? What happened there?
I don't know. Suddenly, I was just disconnected.
Ah.
You know, it goes through a lot of connections between Australia and the United States.
Right. I understand. I get it. Okay, so
I was talking about the dad.
Okay.
And when I looked at it, it just seemed to say, these rifles are very effective tools in a military context, and I don't see anything wrong with that. But what the people who are pushing the lawsuit say is there is never any time when someone would need a rifle legally to kill multiple numbers of people in a military context. And I'm saying that's not true. For one thing, we have the Second Amendment, which clearly protects the right to form militias. And if you believe that you will never have to serve in a militia or never have to be involved in community defense or that you never have to defend against government tyranny, I guess you could say you would never have a legal reason to use a rifle against multiple assailants.
Sure.
And of course, we also have the case where these type of rifles have been used against multiple assailants successfully. There was one in Texas a short while ago.
Yes.
So I think their reasoning is simply wrong. It's just false. But that is, appears to be the reasoning they use to claim that the industry, Remington in this case, was promoting illegal activity because they say it would never be legal to use a rifle against multiple adversaries. And that just seems wrong to me. But that's the stretch they go to. And it's clear they're not really claiming that this is a huge change in illegal activity or that they really just want to stop people from having access to these rifles.
Sure.
And so they're willing to twist and and change the meaning of words to find some way, somehow they can go after them. And I think that's why it's important for the Supreme Court to take this case. If one state, and in this case a relatively small state, though that may not make that much difference, but if one state can basically use their advertising law to undercut the Second Amendment, well, that's undercutting the Constitution in general. And it's part of the Supreme Court's job, I would say, to see that states are not able to use their law in a lawfare fashion like this. It's interesting that even in Connecticut, they only got a 4-3 decision on the Supreme Court. In my opinion, it's clearly politically motivated.
Well, I mean, it's sort of a, you know, the Ninth Circuit had a moment there out in California where they were ruling in ways that you would think, okay, that's the correct fashion to rule. And I kind of think some of these courts, do you think some of these courts worry about the perception of the way they look?
Yes, and that's one of the reasons they rule the way they do. I think a lot of the people on the courts, a lot of the judges, are doctrinaire, what I would call progressives, and
sure,
they're worried about the way they look to other progressives. And so they find it much more important to uphold the progressive ideology than they do the law.
I don't know. I you know, do you think any of these like the Ninth Circuit, do you think any of those guys aspire to be on the Supreme Court, for example?
Oh, yes. I think just about every judge would like to be on the Supreme Court someday. Most probably realize it's not possible. But there's an old saying that every politician, even the local dog catcher, believes that someday he could be president. Well, I believe just about every judge believes someday he might be on the Supreme Court.
Sure. As one of those judges, if that was one of my aspirations, I'd be sitting there going, hey, maybe I ought to go by this whole Constitution thing, since they seem to be made up primarily of these kind of people right now.
Well, part of our problem is that because the media has basically controlled our national discourse for so long, before Bork, I would say from FDR up until President Reagan, you just didn't get on the Supreme Court unless you were a doctrinaire progressive, essentially. And there were some progressives that were Republican in their party and some progressives that were Democrat in their party. But they basically all believed in the progressive ideology, which is that the Constitution is, you know, at least in some ways outdated and has to be interpreted for modern times differently than it was interpreted in the past. We've gone away from that, back towards originalism that we had with Scalia,
right?
And that's what we should be going for. The idea that the Constitution is a, quote, living document whose interpretation should change with the times is completely wrong. It's a fraudulent idea. It's basically lying to yourself. It's saying we're going to let the rule of law be the rule of men at any particular time because we don't like the way it was written. Well, there is a method for changing the Constitution. It's called the amendment process. We've used it about 30 times in the past, and we can do so again. And if you change the Second Amendment, try doing it through the amendment process.
When was the last time we had that happen? When was the last time that happened?
Oh, well, let's see.
Been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. Let's see, the Equal Protection Amendment for women has not gone through. We had the 18-year-old vote in the 1970s. I think that may be the last time. Wasn't there one recently where it finally went through where they Congress could not vote themselves a pay raise in the session they're in? There had to be an election that intervened. That may have been the most recent. I'd have to look it up.
I don't know what the last one was. All I know is that I think for a lot of these politicians, the idea that they would have an election, have a constitutional convention has got to be terrifying for some of them, because I think there's enough states to go back the whole original route if they were to take that up, if they were to throw open and do the constitutional convention.
I think there are. I think it may be the last chance we have to maintain a republic instead of a tyranny.
Yeah.
You know, we have politicians in general love power and they love to exercise their power. The Constitution sets limits on the amount of power they can exercise. So, of course, most politicians don't like those limits.
Yeah.
And we, you know, they all say they love the Constitution, but
sure,
get them to uphold the limits is hard.
Yeah, that's the tough part. All right, we're about to, we got about a minute left. In that 1 minute, anything you want to, and you want to help me sign off real quick as we go along?
Well, I'd say that, you know, people need to support the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, and I will be writing more articles about bears as time goes on. Hopefully we'll come up with more pistol stories. I have two or three that have come up in the last year, and when a year goes by, I'll have, probably have an update on how many cases of pistol defenses against bears, percentage-wise, are effective. Right now, it's at about 95%.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I appreciate you coming back to us after we lost connection. Hopefully, you're going to be free this coming Wednesday, so we'll circle back and have that. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Very good. It's a pleasure to be on.
Likewise, pleasure to have you. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.